وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومواله. أما بعد, today is the 27th of the blessed month, the month of Ramadan. Every time the dua and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is required. And the more someone make dua, the more his answer. Therefore, Umar radiallahu anhu or Abu Bakr used to say, أنا لا أحمل هم الإجابة ولكنني أحمل هم الدعاء. It means he worry about making dua, he doesn't worry about his dua being accepted. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to answer the dua. Allah azza wa jalla said clearly, ادعوني استجب لكم. Ask me and I answer to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers his servant, his worshipper, his slave in different ways. Sometimes to be given exactly what you ask. As you ask. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a specific thing, Allah gives to you that specific thing. The way you ask it, the time you ask it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for instance, one time he was giving Friday lecture. A sahabi entered the masjid and he complained about lack of rain and people are suffering, animal. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hand making dua. He didn't put his hand down until Allah bring the rain. There was no rain. That's why the sahabi in the middle of the khutbah, he couldn't handle himself or the message of Allah, animal, human being, ask Allah to bring rain. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stopped the Friday lecture. He turned to be dua al-istisqa, dua of asking rain. He didn't put his hand down until there was rain. And after salah, people started running from the rain, taking their clothes up. Prophet said, laugh at them. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beginning they were complaining about lack of rain. Now they are running from the rain. How human are very weak. It continued until next Friday. The same thing. The same sahabi or another companion complained about the rain everywhere. Destroyed. Did. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised his hand, saying, "Allahumma hawalina la alayna, or Allah make our sides corners, not on the top of us." So the clouds go somewhere else, but still the water comes fresh to the city. The Sahabi says, I see the clouds go with the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It moves. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asks Allah a specific thing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered it the way he sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked it, the time he asked it. And sometimes another way Allah answered your dua, that there is a big harm on your way, on your worldly life, calamity. But because of that specific dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevented that from you. You ask Allah good income, you ask Allah such woman to marry her, such things to happen. Allah doesn't answer that to you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in return, He subhanahu wa ta'ala protected a calamity on your way to you. In another way, Allah answered, He delayed your answer on the day of judgment, which you need the most. So either way, Allah answered the dua, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to ask, so all the time it's legislated. No Tijani or Jailani or Jesus or anybody asking, no Hussein and Hassan. Don't allow people to misguide you from the true Islam. Only asking Allah. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُوا رَبِّي. Say, I only call my Lord. You only call your Lord. Al-Rabb, the one who created you, have control over you, gives you life, provide you, protect you. ولا أشرك به أحد. I don't associate with anyone with him in worship. I don't pray anyone besides Allah. So ask Allah. It's a legislator every time. Today, there's incident I remember. Whenever since this incident happened, I remember when the 27th of Ramadan comes, I remember that incident. One of the brothers I know, and don't ask him who is he. Yes, sometimes be sensitive. Al-Muhim, it is, he had a job. He lost the job because his driver license expired. His job is with driver license. He has to drive a car. It's expired. And he doesn't have a legal papers to renew the driver license. He had a court. His case has been rejected. Immigration case has been rejected. So they used to renew for him every 18 or 16 months for work permit. And he had the driver license. The beginning, he had legal paper. He come to this country. He was not able to go back for a calamity back there. So, but the beginning, he had 10-year driver license. That 10-year finish. He's not married. He had a family back home. He has to take care of other people, not only himself. Here in America, it's not easy. So, and lately, the system here in Georgia, they connected, I don't know other states, they connected the driver license with the legal status, with the immigration. So if you have a visa or you have a green card, like 3 months, you go to the DMV, they give you driver license 3 months. It did happen to me. Yes, they give you the time you have these papers. It works. Sometimes, yani, your legal paper come late, so they give you a temporary things to wait it. That temporary things, a legal paper, legal status, immigration status, is based on what the DMV gives to you. 1 month, one month driver license. This brother, he go to those DMV because he need to get driver license to get back to work, to feed himself. Okay? Every DMV you go, as happened to you, to any one of us, they ask you, is your driver license? Are you citizen? Are you green card? Are you this? You have a visa? You have a... He say no. You can't lie. Even if you lie, where the lie reaches? They ask you, bring the document. So from one branch to another branch to another branch, he doesn't give up. No, okay, you have to bring the paper. You have to bring the paper. From branch to branch. Different branches. Until it was 27th of Ramadan. He go to one of those branches, DMV. The same, he go there. Instead of asking, do you have the papers? Are you citizen? Are you this? They say, do you want a 5 year or you want a 10 years? You know what he said? 10 years. He said 10 years. They said, bring it to $1 for taking the picture. This is not qila wa qal. He said, they said, I'm first person narrating this, and I was from beginning to the end with the issue. And I knew how many times his case has been rejected. And I know his situation. It was bothering me. Okay, then they say, okay, he give $20, go there, take a picture. They give him the temporary one. He brought to me. I couldn't believe it. How, akhi? He said, what do you say, how? Allah is not able everything. I say, yes. He said, that's how it happened. I say, yes, akhi, Allah is able everything, but Allah make things for means. He said, this is the means. To me, I say, the human mistake from the DMV, whoever was there. But since the system is connected, when the reality comes, police stop you, he has all the immigration information connected, then you'll be, the reality will come. You can go any counter, any office and mistake the person. Especially this DMV is not the big office. It's not the immigration office. It's a local office. Right or wrong? So, okay, until the real driver lesson come. Okay, we waited. Who got drug test? Yeah, they send drug test. He want to drive taxi. He pass. He start driving taxi. Police stop him. They give him a ticket. He go to the court. I'm not understanding how what's going on. Until he has to travel to another state to get married. He have to fill up application online. Ticket, get the ticket. You know what happened? The citizenship box is checked. Citizenship. Check out. Automatically. He travel, he get married, he travels, he get married. You explain to me. It's a reality. It's a reality. I keep on asking, Akhi, maybe you don't know the judge approve your case. He say, how is judge approve your case? If judge approve your case, he doesn't tell. I have a lawyer, my lawyer doesn't tell. Somebody, the official rejected his case over and over and over. Out of nowhere, they approve, even he doesn't know. He said, Ya Akhi, Allah has control over everything. Haqqan. True. Allah wants something. Nobody can prevent it. This is just a means. So anytime I remember, 27th of Ramadan, it was the daytime. Thing was between Duhur and Asr. I will double check that with him, inshallah, or right after Asr, one of it. I never forget it. And I learned from that, number one, keep on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This brother is not stopping it. I don't think many of us would even try. Would even try first place to go to the DMV knowing they don't have what they need to ask it. But then going after another one, another one, another one, another one. It's because this person is non-stop. He has great hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He keep on knocking the door, keep on knocking the door, keep on knocking the door. Also, that nothing resists the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No system, nothing. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayru. This is how I believe things happen. Keep on checking on the brother. Akhi, apply for. He said, why am I apply for still? He's married now. I am. Akhi, maybe this is a temporary, inshaAllah ta'ala. Get the real one. Al-Muhim, so dua to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not one incident, it's not two incidents. I tell you two more ones. I usually don't make stories, but this is really a big thing. And we had a haq. The stories, many stories in the Quran. Some people, they go to extreme and no story. Any story, no, they say, oh, this is not right. And some people, they become qasas. Stories, lie stories, to make people either make money or make them laugh or get their attention. The Salaf of Salih, they forbade those. They warn against those people who are known stories. Somebody all the time, story. But real story, when there is a need, it's in the Quran. Many stories in the Quran. So to make dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has power over everything. Already one of it I mentioned to you, it was related to the Quran, reciting Quran. You mentioned that was. One night I left the masjid, another masjid after Isha, go home. On my way, police stopped me, checkpoints. But before that, I was reciting Quran. Someone called me. And then we had discussed about the Quran. And then I told him, Akhi, the checkpoint police here. And I don't have the document. I don't know at the time, was it the driver's license or the insurance? Wallahi, I didn't have something they needed. And he said, weren't you reciting Quran? Before I call, I said, yes. He said, they don't see you. Because Allah said in Quran, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. If you recite Quran, we make between you and those who don't believe Akhirah, I scream. At the time, I didn't see the ayah applies to me. Of course, the ulama has tafsir on the ayah, what it means, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a scream between Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those who don't believe Akhirah when he recites the Quran. Al-Muhim. Then I said, Akhi, if you don't hear about me, then give information to the family or be aware of that. He said, no, they will not. And then police stopped me. He asked me, I don't have it. It was my left side. It's a Gillingwood. You go 285 north, south, convict them, Gillingwood. I used to live Gillingwood there, on the right side. I remember it was downstairs. Used to be that side, car wash. Now they make, I think, gas station somewhere. And whenever I'm going there, I remember it. I go there for junkyard sometimes. Al-Muhim. So he asked me, I don't have it. He make, okay, a yellow sign, paper or something, I don't know what you call it, on the dashboard of the car, as a sign to the next police, because another one is there. The next one come. He turned me to the left. He take me off from the green with the normal, because I have mukhalaf, I have a problem. When he take me to the left, the one next to me, on the right side, on the ground, there is a guy who different, several policemen, 5, 6, I don't remember the number, holding him onto the ground, he's screaming, yelling. And then to the left side, another one is being the same thing. And they telling me, go ahead. Another one is telling me, move forward. And it's getting dark. To me, move forward, it means you are the worst. Especially I have imama, I already have this uqda. You have imama, you are Muslim, khalas, you're gone. Which is not the case. Al-Muhim. That's one of the problems of living in a country. You are minority. You always have suspicion. You are being targeted. Which is not the case. Which is not really the case. But that's what happened. When you are in a country, you feel you are minority. Al-Muhim. So I say, you're the worst. That's why they take you all the way far. So he tell me, go. He wanted me to drive. And I'm not driving fast because I say he may shoot you. So you don't give him a chance. Because there is no reason you tell me drive normally and you take me off from the normal way. And it is getting dark. And people around me, right, left, are people who are being. And I know already I have an issue. You stop me for that, you put a sign for that, you take me from the way. So I'm driving, but he keep on yelling, move. Then I move, step, I move. Nobody's there. Until I come back to the Greenwood. I call the brother. This is what happened. He said, I told you already. You explain to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make between you and them scream. Allah has power over everything. It's not one incident, it's not two incidents. And this showed the importance of dua, showed the importance of reciting Quran. How many things, evil eye, wallahi, magic, calamities, Allah protect you by reciting His book, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ayatul kursi, al-mu'awadatayn. More than incident happened, people being targeted by magicians, and they give up, because this person, after every military prayer, he recited Ayatul Kursi, he recited Mu'awadatayn, Qul Wallahu Ahad. The jinn mentioned, we have no access to that. The third story, with someone I know him, وَلَا يُزَكِي عَلَّهِ أَحَدٍ, doesn't lie, and even, let alone the big issue, even in any normal issue. He told me he had al-baras. Baras started somewhere on his body. Al-baras, what's baras in English? Yes, lizard. What? Liberacy. Jazakallah khair, Muhammad. So he started a part of his body. I have to verify whether it was in his neck or somewhere. Anyway, and he started getting very white. Like the khamis of Akhuna, brother Munir, very white. And it doesn't look good. It's not normal. So, and then it's a car spreading until it become hand palm, like this. He go to a doctor. He said he go to three doctors, non-Muslims, in a country, another country. Each one telling him, this is known, within a month, we're going to change it. And he doesn't have medicine, this one. Until he went to a doctor, a Muslim doctor, who very specialized. He said, that one, he didn't tell me you're going to change in a month. He told me, recite Quran, make dua. He didn't say anything else. He said, make dua. You are, the way he said the statement, you are righteous man, make dua. He said, that's what he said to me. This brother, he recited Quran a lot. He finished every week Quran once. Every week, at least he finished once. Al-Muhim, so he said, in the night time, this bothered me a lot. He said, I'm covering, he covering where that white skin is. He doesn't want anybody to see it. Night, he make dua. He said 1 hour he was on the ground, 1 hour in sujood, 1 hour until his blood of the hair come front of the face. How much he crying, how much he's on the ground. Until he said he hear a sound from wherever he had this leprosy. Jazakallah, leprosy. I always forget. Wherever he had, yes? Leprosy, sorry. Jazakallah, leprosy. Jazakallah khair. Yes, sometimes my accent, you know it. Barakallah fi. We mix English with our own mother. I don't accuse my mother, but other language. Al-Muhim, sorry. So what happened is, so he hear a sound. He hear from that place. And he feel it. Until he finished the dua, he went to the mirror. He looked at it. Wherever the skin was, he said, nothing changed. But he hear a sound and he feel it. And nothing changed. Then he said, he sleep. In the morning, he see a blood dot on the same spot that the blood, the white dot started. And then it's spreading in 4 days until all of it become very black. But not his skin, more black. His skin is very dark, more darker than. And he mentioned also the people he look like. I don't want to mention that. From certain country, from Africa. He say he become, his that part of the skin become look like those people. I don't want to mention those people. People very dark. Even darker than me, some of them. Al-Muhim. But he said, so it cover now with a black dot, all that area, no white more. But between the normal skin and that has been covered, a white cotton, khat, what do you call this one? Cotton or this one? This cloth consists of dun. Cotton? Dunta. Okay. Red. How you spell? Yes? C-H? T-H? R? R-E? Okay. Jazakallah khair. So he said that is between the two skin, the one turned to be black and the one is normal. That was 4 days. He said the 7th day that has been removed. And his skin, the one cover, go back to the normal with the rest in 7 days. So it's not one incident, it's not two incidents. Make dua, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't give up. If this is, and many things happen, okay, someone you have no doubt to be a scholar. Now I remember, to be a scholar, to be truthful, he mentioned Al-Imam Al-Qurtubi, the great scholar, his book is in the library here, Ahkam Al-Quran, from the scholar of Andalus, Spain. When the crusaders, the Christians, were taken over, and they were killing the Muslims. He from those, the Sheikh will run. So they chase him, and he didn't have at the time any weapon. In an empty space, he come place, no trees, nothing. So they chase him, they chase him. When he see he cannot, the Sheikh Ali mentioned in his book, he just sit down. And these kuffar, they go around, look for him, go around. They want to kill him. They couldn't see him. He said, they say he wasn't a human being, he was jinn. They say he wasn't a human being. What we saw was a human being. What we saw, they say he was a jinn. So I hear him, he said. So they left him. So asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protection, tabaraka wa ta'ala, for what you need. If this is with the dunya, worldly things, how about the akhirah? How about the akhirah? So to make dua, don't give up. And wallahi, I have more than one story. I'm just keep on remembering from different people, truthful ones, yani, within ourselves. All this shows the importance of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being pleased with whatever Allah decree for you. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. We ask Allah al-Karim to give us good ending. Wa sallallahu wa sallam. Baraka alayhi wa sallam.